I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 6:45. Besides solving math problems and learning how to spell, some students across the country are also developing their social and emotional skills, things like character and how to interact with other kids. In the Dallas ISD, educators are learning how to teach these skills. Stella Chavez takes us to one of the training sessions.
Teachers are standing in a classroom at Irvin Elementary in Dallas. One by one, they answer this question. Who was your favorite teacher and why?
My seventh grade math teacher, because she allowed me to have an identity separate from my older sister who she had just like 2 years before.
My first grade teacher was Miss Brody. She was very nurturing.
My special ed teacher, Miss Brainbridge, she always smelled like coffee, but she was always really nice and always believed in me.
My anatomy teacher in high school, just because we always had conversations before we started class.
This exercise is part icebreaker, part instruction, a way to get the group to think about the impact teachers can have on students. Training instructor Kelly Sizer explains.
Notice that most of the things that you all talked about related to these skills that we want to put in our students.
These skills are what educators call social and emotional skills. They help kids learn how to get along with others and cope during stressful situations. Teachers focus on developing better relationships with students. Dallas is one of six cities around the country chosen by the Wallace Foundation to incorporate social and emotional learning in school and after school. The foundation awarded a $400,000 four-year grant to Dallas ISD and Big Thought, a North Texas education nonprofit. They're developing a plan to implement social and emotional learning in and out of school. These teacher trainings are part of that. Greg McPherson is with Big Thought.
Social and emotional learning are those skills that allow us to navigate the world, to work as a team, to recognize our own feelings or the feelings of those that we're around.
These skills, he says, include things like managing your emotions, self-awareness, relationship building, and learning how to make positive decisions. If all of this sounds familiar, it's because it is, and it's been called many different things. Some educators use buzzwords like 21st century skills and growth mindsets.
I think what's happening now is that there is a new terminology around it, and there's a new intentionality around the implementation of this. I think there's been continued research that shows these skills do have a positive impact on our students, on our adults, really on anyone.
McPherson says it boils down to educators paying attention to the whole child, not just how they do on the academic side. Last year, Dallas School Board trustees adopted a policy that all schools in the district will have to implement these skills by 2025.
Those are skills that actually have to be taught. Students have to understand that these are practices that are important for success in life.
That's Juani Baldespino Gaitan. She's Director of Student Engagement and Counseling Services at Dallas ISD. As part of the four-year grant, teachers will have to implement these strategies in the classroom. And the district will study data to see if these skills are having an impact on students.
We know you can't develop an overall plan right now in the next 20 minutes.
Back at Irvin Elementary, Kelly Sizer asks teachers to look at reports of student behavior on their campus.
You can kind of get started in looking at some spots that show blaring signs for improvement.
She wants teachers to think about how they can build a better relationship with their students so kids stay out of trouble. Inez Ita is participating in the training. She's a third-grade bilingual teacher at Lorenzo de Zavala Elementary. She says sometimes kids just want to know that someone cares.
We are wanting to create an atmosphere where we can feel comfortable enough and say, I know you're going through something. I just wanted you to know that I notice and I'm here if you need me.
Ita says this happened to her recently when a colleague asked her how she was doing.
Knowing that somebody cared enough to say something to me, it turned my outlook. And I was like, wow, if it impacted me this much, I can only imagine how it's going to impact our kids.
Ita says she already uses some social and emotional learning techniques in her classroom, like getting her students to take deep breaths to help them cope with stressful situations. She also makes her third graders gather in a circle every morning. The kids greet each other, and they talk about how they're feeling. She says this time to reflect doesn't just get them to relax, it gets them to focus on learning. Stella Chavez, KERA News.